Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Tuesday, June 28th, 2016. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. Dominica Boosters to host its first panel discussion in an effort to help elevate the level of national dialogue. Expanded Panama Canal ushers in new era of global trade. And Brexit vote, bitter exchanges as EU Parliament debates Brexit. The news is brought to you, compliments DigiCell. The details of these and more stories after this.
Free up with 6 months broadband internet from DigiCell Play. Simply sign up for Play TV service and get 8 megabyte broadband internet free for 6 months. Enjoy more channels on DigiCell Play TV. Watch all the latest movies and sports in high definition. And get 6 months free reliable broadband internet with free installation and free modem. This offer is valid for a limited time only. Call us at 616-1600 or 616-1700 for more information. Or visit the DigiCell Play office on Bath Road. DigiCell terms and conditions apply. Experience extraordinary.
Welcome back. In news this morning, Dominica Boosters hosts its first panel discussion on Tuesday, June 28th, 2016 at the Goodwill Parish Hall in efforts to improve national dialogue rather than use public platforms to tear down others. Speaking on various topics, panelists will include civil engineer Anthony LeBlanc, Marie-Therese Jonquiere, local pastor Randy Rodney, and medical ear, nose, and throat specialist Dr. Irvin Pascal. Host of event Dr. Sam Christian encouraged attendance, stating that the event is meant to boost Dominica and called for attendees to wear white as a sign of putting Dominica first and leaving political differences behind.
Any Dominican, any friend of Dominica anywhere who wants to do something to better Dominica, to improve the climate and the harmony and the functioning and the efficiency of Dominica, is a booster of Dominica. We want to stay positive. And anyone, anywhere, who is interested in furthering that kind of dialogue and that kind of consensus will want to be at a panel discussion and to contribute as well. So we're looking forward to a great time tomorrow evening. We want people to wear white tops, white blouses, white shirts, not so we can downplay the partisan politics, the red and the blue and the green or whatever, yellow colors that we want to focus on white. It's kind of like a reset. It's kind of like clearing our minds and putting Dominica first. So it's an exciting time ahead at the Goodwill Parish Hall tomorrow, 7 p.m. See you there.
And that's host of the event, the Dominica Boosters first panel discussion, Sam Christian. Interested persons should call 265-0886 or write to Dr. Christian at samchrn@gmail.com. That's samchrn@gmail.com to pre-register their attendance at this discussion. Meantime, arrogance is the greater impediment to learning than a low IQ. That's according to Speaker of the House Alex Boyd-Knights, as she told members of parliament to be humble in order to learn. Speaking at the beginning of the seventh meeting of the first session of the ninth parliament on Monday morning, she stated that many parliamentarians do not take the time to learn the standing orders of the House. The Speaker reminded members of parliament that despite being elected by the people, parliamentarians are still subject to the rules of the House. Therefore, members would be wise to pay heed to the rules.
Arrogance is a greater impediment to learning than a low IQ. And that is why, in spite of my way of behavior, I try to be humble so I can learn. And I would advise anybody who really wants to learn to be humble. The other point I want to make is that I seem to discern in certain quarters that certain members have a chronic disability to comprehend. I sense that there is a lack of understanding. For example, I hear members say very often that the people voted for me to come in parliament to do their work. Well, yes, they did. But when they sent you in here, they sent you subject to rules, standing orders. And members don't take the time to learn the standing orders. And when things like this are being spoken about, these are the members who scurry outside. We need to learn. Life is a learning experience. Members, I implore you, avail yourself of it.
Meanwhile, Speaker of the House Alex Bodnites has described some members of Parliament of having a chronic disability to comprehend. Opposition leader Lennox Linton accuses the Speaker of having learned the least about parliamentary conduct and procedure. Addressing the seventh meeting of the first session of the ninth Parliament on Monday, Mrs. Bodnites said many parliamentarians do not take the time to learn the standing orders of the House. She stated further that one of the hindrances of learning is arrogance. In response, opposition leader Lennox Linton said the Speaker over the years has not learned to be fair and objective.
Making all of these remarks about members of Parliament, about IQ and arrogance and so on, and chronic inability to comprehend, etc. And then she did the remarkable thing of reminding the public of Dominica that she too is a member of Parliament. So this is where the media comes in. The media must ask her, having gone to those lengths to say all those things and then to come back and make the point that, yes, I am a member of Parliament. Are you so afflicted? Are you too so afflicted by the chronic inability to comprehend, by low IQ, by arrogance? What are you telling us? Because, you see, Matt, 17th of April 2000, Rosie Douglas of blessed memory, I'm sure you would consider Rosie to be a wise man, and she's talking about wise people that she has learned from. I hope she would consider Rosie Douglas one of the people that she could learn from. But Rosie Douglas had direct instructions and advice for Alex Bodnites, hoping that she would learn, when he told her, in the parliamentary system which we use, the majority side will always tend to prevail. But you, Alex Bodnites, have to be fair. You, Alex Bodnites, have to be objective. And you, Alex Bodnites, have to allow all opinions to contend at a level in which the truth prevails and the debate in the House itself is balanced. So here you have an example of a specific learning that Rosie Douglas wanted Alex Bodnites to get. 5,910 days later, she still has not gotten it, but she has the unmitigated gall to stand in the Parliament and talk about who can learn and who cannot learn. She has learned the least about parliamentary conduct and procedure over the last 16 years.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton. Now, a food, art and music festival geared at promoting healthy living will be held here soon. The Liberty and Ital Festival, carded for July 2nd to the 3rd, is being hosted by Grandmasters Production. Organizers say many persons are misinformed about healthy living, and this festival will sensitize persons on healthy living. The festival will showcase arts and craft, poetry, documentaries, yoga, among other things.
Basically, it's a food, art, and music festival where we encourage people to come and celebrate healthy living, where we actually just celebrate life in Dominica. The whole concept of this activity is to bring people together to celebrate, basically, but to celebrate life in a holistic sense. But we have arts and craft, good poetry, clean entertainment, and we also have guests from Martinique, Guadeloupe participating. The thing is, with so much wealth of natural resource, and it's so unutilized, and the people are so misinformed about healthy living in a nature aisle. So this is, for me, necessary to kind of just sensitize the people, saying we get the young people involved in knowing what to do, you know, for a sustainable living, basically. Because right now, a lot of the foods are packaged foods that we feed from, in this nature aisle, and we're importing more than we're exporting. And in fact, we're trying to import juices that we can produce and things like, you know, simple things. And so the idea of that is really to create a sustainable livelihood.
You've just heard one of the organizers of the Liberty and Ital Festival, Mr. Silk Asara. In more news, former Prime Minister and leading farmer and banana grower Edison James believes there has been a complete breakdown in the management of the current Black Sigatoka spray program here in Dominica. Mr. James stressed that the intervals between which the BAM project officials execute the spray program are too far apart. He suggests that such spraying should be done at least once every 28 days on each farm and not once every 2 months. The Black Sigatoka disease has caused great damage to the banana sector here in Dominica, resulting in government importing some 40,000 banana plantlets from France.
A complete breakdown, if you like, in the management of the Black Sigatoka spray program. And those people who know about this business know that you cannot be doing spray applications against Black Sigatoka every 2 months. With Yellow Sigatoka, the spray program had to be, frequency had to be probably 28 days, 20-day intervals at the most. And now we are talking about two-month intervals. There are thousands of gallons of spray oil down in the tanks. I believe the EU has provided money for the chemicals. They have provided money for the spray oil. I think they provided money for the plantlet. And yet the spray program is not being done in a manner that will give optimum results. Yes, we talk about the leaf, and you heard a lot about that, the leafing and the other things. These things are done, but notwithstanding, if you do not have a properly organized spray program against Black Sigatoka, you will have difficulties. So you have the combination of the market not being there, so when the fruit reaches maturity, it cannot be sold, and also the question of the Black Sigatoka problem. So the farmers have made their point.
And that was former Prime Minister and leading farmer and banana grower, Mr. Edison James. Meantime, the Ministry of Justice, Immigration and National Security, Companies and Intellectual Property Office, CIPO, has partnered with the World Bank Group to launch an enhanced online business registry, which is an integral part of a Phase 2 business entry reform project. The aim is to develop and upgrade the online business registry system to accelerate sustainable business entry of firms in the Commonwealth of Dominica and improve user experience, stability and reliability for the online business registry community. This includes a new and improved website which streamlines procedures including social security registration, operating licenses and tax registries, and integrating these processes via electronic platforms at a national level. In other words, a one-stop shop. An official ceremony will be held to launch the upgraded online business registry on Wednesday, June 29th, 2016 at 10 a.m. at the Fort Young Hotel in Roseau, where results and achievements of Phase 2 of the Business Entry Reform Project will also be presented. Now, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit advises Dominicans to avoid financial scams. The warning comes during a parliamentary debate over failed insurance companies Clico and Bico, in which many Dominicans invested their funds and have still not recovered their monies from those companies. The Prime Minister warned Dominicans to walk away if an offer presents more than any bank would.
My final advice to all of us in Dominica is that any investment scheme that is coming to offer you more than what the bank is giving you, anytime you talk about six, anytime you talk about six and up, stay away from this.
Dominican Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. In more news in the region, according to Caribbean News Now, the expanded Panama Canal is now officially open for business. During Sunday's official inauguration ceremony, Panamanian President Juan Carlos Varela and Panama Canal Administrator and CEO George L. Cujano spoke to a crowd of more than 25,000 Panamanians, canal employees, heads of state, and dignitaries from around the world, canal customers, shipping and trade executives, and nearly 1,000 journalists. This is the first expansion of the waterway since its original construction. More than 100 years ago, the Panama Canal connected two oceans. Today, we connect the present and the future, said Cujano, speaking to the people of Panama. It is an honor to announce that what we did it that we did it together, providing this great connection to the world. This is the beginning of a new era. Meantime, internationally, there have been bitter exchanges in the European Parliament during a debate on the UK's vote to leave the EU. A central figure in the Leave campaign, UKIP's Nigel Farage, was booed, called a liar, and at one point accused of using Nazi propaganda. But in his speech, Mr. Farage told Parliament members, "You as a political project are in denial." He said hardly any of them had ever done a proper job in their lives or created one. The Parliament was holding a special session ahead of a meeting between EU leader and UK Prime Minister David Cameron, the first such meeting since the UK's vote later on Tuesday. Mr. Cameron is stepping down, saying it will be up to his successor to trigger the formal method by which the country leaves the EU and to conduct exit negotiations. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Dominica Boosters to host its first panel discussion in an effort to help elevate the level of national dialogue. Expanded Panama Canal ushers a new era of global trade, and Brexit vote, bitter exchanges as EU Parliament debates Brexit. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of DigiCell. If you've missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com. You can view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, with the Q95 news team, wishing you a very pleasant morning.